Buccaneers, your daily Tampa Bay Buccaneers podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
What's up, Bucs Nation? Welcome to today's episode of the Locked On Bucs podcast, brought to you by Rock Auto. Amazing selection, reliably low price, all parts your car will ever need. Visit rockauto.com and tell them that Locked On sent you. I am your host for today's episode, David Harrison. James Jarko has this episode off because he was getting a little bit of medical attention today. Everything's okay. He's all right. He's going to be back with you tomorrow. Make sure you check out that episode, and as he and Evan Klosky from WTSP 10 Tampa Bay are going to be kicking off their WTSP Wednesday series every Wednesday this season, guys. The plans for Evan and James to come at you, talking Buccaneers, talking a little bit of transition from the previous game. Once we get into the season, a little bit of a look ahead to the next game, and then we'll follow that up with our Crossover Thursdays returning this week, as Aaron Freeman will be my guest on Thursday, talking a little Atlanta Falcons as we get ready for training camp, get to know our division rivals just a little bit better. So that's two guests this week. We mentioned on yesterday's episode that we had a pretty good lineup here, our first week back to five episodes. We'll stay at five episodes for the duration of the season. And guys, your third guest on the list, Carl Nassib, was a solid Buccaneer while he was with the team. Donovan Smith has been a strong contributor to the team. Chris Godwin is a rising star, but none of those Penn Staters have 1 million followers like today's guest does. Ladies and gentlemen, Jill Beckman, Tampa Bay Buccaneers social media coordinator on Twitter at underscore Jill Beckman, or at Buccaneers if you so choose, joining the Locked On Bucs podcast here with me today. Jill, greatly appreciate you coming on. I know you're going back into the office tomorrow officially, getting ready to kick things up for the 2021 season. Hopefully you get to cover another Super Bowl win. How have you been? How are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing great. It's been a crazy year so far and really looking forward to getting back into it with training camp starting this week.
Absolutely. And since it's been a little while since the last time you were on the show, a lot has happened here at the Locked On Bucs podcast. We got bought out by Tegna. We're working with WTSP down there in Tampa. We've got a whole lot of new listeners listening to the program these days. So let's introduce our newer listeners to you, reintroduce our familiar listeners to you, because I know they enjoyed hearing your story before, especially those who aren't on Twitter, because we do have a solid following that isn't on Twitter. Can you go over how you got into the business of social media and landed the role you currently have with the Buccaneers franchise?
Sure. So at Penn State, I was a journalism major. And so that's really when I got into working in sports and did multiple internships with covering Penn State football, other sports at Penn State. And through various internships, realized I wanted to work on the team side eventually. And actually my senior year of college, I got the great opportunity to work the Super Bowl in 2018 in Minneapolis. And that's when the Eagles won. And that has been my hometown team. So that was a really cool experience and got to meet a lot of people through there, and then ended up landing an internship with the Bucs after college and have been there for 3 years since. Got hired on full-time right after my internship, and this will be my fourth season.
Absolutely. And of course, we met unofficially. We didn't meet in person until you were a full hire, but we met unofficially through social media channels. You know how we do it these days, while you were still interning, and having you run the Bucs social media has proven to be a very smart move for the franchise. And a recent major accomplishment that I just mentioned in your intro is 1 million followers. What do you think has been the biggest growth contributor driving you and the Buccaneers accounts to this milestone? How has being the social media voice of the organization even changed and evolved since you took over?
Yeah, it's definitely been really cool to watch all the channels grow, and hitting 1 million followers on Twitter and Instagram this past year was really cool to see, because when I started out, I think we had 300,000 something followers on Instagram, and to see it really climb all the way up to 1 million. Yeah. And obviously having Tom Brady and winning the Super Bowl helps with that. But yeah. I think really just, I just feel like it's a community that we have with all the Bucs fans. Just being able to, you know, reply to comments and engage with our fans. I feel like we just have a really good, like strong, like tight knit community here. And I feel like that's contributed to a lot, because we all just feel connected and want to have conversations about, you know, about the Bucs football daily. That it's been really cool to watch it all grow.
More coming with Jill here on the Locked On Bucs podcast. But first, we're going to talk about our friends over at betonline.ag. They are the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports action. Of course, NFL employees not allowed to put money on the action. So Jill Beckman, not a user of betonline.ag, not a spokesperson for betonline.ag. This is David Harrison and the Locked On Bucks podcast only. Because baseball season is in full swing, you can get in on that action. NBA Finals still going on. UFC, MMA, golf is happening. Before the next contest, head over to betonline.ag. Find out all that great sporting news, sign-up bonuses, and the contest information. Don't sit on the sidelines anymore. This is your chance to get into the action. Head to betonline.ag. Sign up today and receive a 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. Jill Beckman, Tampa Bay Buccaneers social media coordinator on Twitter at underscore Jill Beckman, joining me here, David Harrison on the Locked On Bucks podcast today. And Jill, over the last few weeks, the In the Current series has been releasing episodes. The show has been absolutely phenomenal with some incredible behind the scenes looks at the Super Bowl run. What is the process for something of that magnitude? If you can give us as much of a behind the curtains look as you're allowed to, is it something that you guys kind of know you're going to want to get done, so you build the series around the moments that are captured? Or is there kind of a loose general outline that gets drawn up before the filming even begins?
Yeah, so that's all our video producers. I'm kind of just watching it along with the fans. And, you know, I see it once it's all done and complete. But our video producers were, you know, capturing all this content all season long. And Stephen Lynch has really been the one who has put these episodes together. And it's just really cool to see, because I'm seeing things for the first time that I had never seen. And you know, all I'm doing with this is posting it to our channels, but he and the video producers are really the ones who deserve all the credit for this. It's been so cool to watch, and I'm watching it along with all you guys. I can't wait for the final episode this week. I haven't seen it yet. And it's been really cool to see. And it brings up a lot of emotions, because You kind of forget all the ups and downs. Like, you know, after you win the Super Bowl, it's all exciting all off season long, but you forget there were a lot of ups and downs throughout the season, and to be able to relive some of those and the really tough losses, injuries, you know, different things like that going through, of course, this season during the pandemic.
Yeah.
It's been really cool, and it brings up a lot of emotions, especially the last episode, the NFC Championship game, just watching, you know, all the reactions after we won, and then just other storylines that are going on in the players' personal lives as well off the field. And I feel like it's been a very, you know, it was emotional season. So it's been cool to relive all of that, and really looking forward to this final episode coming out.
Yeah, I'll have to make sure I send a link to that that NFC Championship episode over to our Locked On Packers host, Peter Bukowski. He told me during the postseason run that the reason he didn't want the Buccaneers to win the Super Bowl is he didn't want to see the Packers in videos just like this one, and of course, just like the Super Bowl video. But these things are great, because, like you just mentioned, they get to help you relive. They help the fans relive incredible moments that maybe we forgot, you know, during everything else and during the offseason. And then really kind of puts into focus just how difficult of a season it was with the new quarterback, the injuries, like you mentioned, the pandemic. So take us back to the Super Bowl, if you can, what it was like to see that team win in person in Raymond James Stadium, the team that you work for, support, and have done so much great work with. But not only that, what did you and your team need to do to prepare in terms of social media content for that game?
Yeah, I mean, it was really cool being there in person, because with the pandemic, I wasn't able to travel with the team the whole season like I had the year before. So I was just going to home games this past, you know, last season. And so being able to be at the Super Bowl in our city, and I was actually able to sit in the 100 level, because since there was so much media there and so much press, there was the normal press box, and then there was additional press box seating in the 100 level. And so I was actually getting to sit, you know, and I had my, you know, computer all set up. They made it so we had our, you know, outlets, everything, like a desk set up, like, you know, all good to work, all in the 100 level of the stadium. So it was so cool, because I got to be right up. Usually for games, I'm in the press box, you know, on the field before and after usually, but during the game in the press box. And so you're kind of separated still from the game. There's a glass wall in front of you, but actually being able to be, you know, around fans and so close to the field during the actual game was a really cool moment. And when we won and the confetti went off and everything, I got to be right there, part of that. So I thought it worked out really well. But I mean, during the whole run, it was kind of a big part of our strategy was figuring out how we tell the story of the Super Bowl run with the limited access and being limited on what we can show. We didn't have our whole travel team there. And we were, you know, weren't able to show locker room stuff a lot of the time like we would in normal years, you know, getting into the locker room after the game. And just with all the limited access, we wanted to figure out how to tell the story of this incredible run in the best way possible with what we had. So we really had to make it work. You know, had a lot of challenges with that, but I think it really all paid off in getting to watch, like we were just talking about, in the current back and getting to see a lot of this stuff is really cool because it's not easy covering this run when you have limited access and you can't show what you normally would be able to. And so there are so many moments when we were like, oh, like if this wasn't a pandemic, you know, we would have, you know, more content, better content, whatever it was. But I think it all worked out perfectly. And we were able to show enough to be able to tell the story of how this all went down.
Yeah. I mean, I would say that you guys killed it. I know that Buccaneers fans, you know, they hold your guys' social media performances and just media performances with the videos and the artwork and everything else that goes into it in high esteem. And I see these guys brag about you guys almost as much as they brag about the play on the field. So I'd say that you guys did a very good job with all the hurdles, keeping the fans connected to what was going on the field. So yeah, absolutely. And then, of course, everybody's looking forward to this next season. The Tampa Bay Lightning winning a Stanley Cup for the second straight season, continuing that tradition of excellence in the city of Tampa. So now, of course, there's even more buzz for the Buccaneers to win another Lombardi. But the franchise mantra, right, Bruce Arians specifically, has been about the 2020 team is in the past and the 2021 team is the now and has done nothing. It's about winning a Super Bowl instead of winning another Super Bowl. When you're developing social media campaigns, themes, do you try and mirror what the coaches and the players are saying, especially Bruce Arians, and what he's putting out into the public forum? And how influential are things like that when you are creating your strategies for moving forward?
Yeah, they're critical because we're always listening to what our coaches and players are saying because it's our job to tell their stories. So if A is saying, you know, we have, you know, this team hasn't done crap yet, you know, that's what he said recently. And it's like, okay, then yeah, we're backing that because I mean, it's true. You know, that was last year's team. So we have to, you know, kind of mirror what they're saying. So we're all on the same page. You know, it's our job to kind of tell their story. You know, it's not, you know, me making up a narrative for the season. It's more being aligned with the football side and making sure that we're all on the same page. And I just think like what you see on our social media channels should be a reflection of how the team thinks and feels, the players and coaches. And like, for example, the players came up with the Gravediggers nickname for the defense. But before they did, fanulating on social media and thinking of different names that, you know, different nicknames for our defense because they were getting so good. We were kind of like our social team was brainstorming as well and looking at what the fans were saying. And then the Gravediggers nickname kind of came organically because that's what the players wanted. If we had just picked a random nickname, you know, based on what fans thought and we thought, it wouldn't be as organic. We really just want to mirror what the team is, you know, is thinking and feeling. I think it just came up organically like that. And so you really have to listen to what they're saying. And then we kind of just amplify their voices that way. You know, we're not trying to, I think it would probably be the biggest like failure if we came up with something that the players were like, oh, this doesn't reflect us at all. Like what is this? So we are always listening to them and hearing what they say.
Today's episode of the Locked On Bucks podcast brought to you by Rock Auto. With the ever-increasing numbers of makes and models, it's impossible for your local chain auto parts store to stock all the parts you're going to ever need. You can save time and money by using rockauto.com, because why would you choose to spend 30, 50, even 100% more for the same parts at a chain store or car dealership than what you will get it for at rockauto.com? Rockauto.com is a family business serving do-it-yourselfers for over 20 years, and their prices are reliably low for every customer. Go explore their easy-to-use website today to find the solution to your auto part needs. Go to rockauto.com right now. See all the parts available for your car or truck right locked on in their How Did You Hear About Us box, so they know that we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. rockauto.com. Tampa Bay Buccaneers social media coordinator Jill Beckman joining me here on the Locked On Bucks podcast today. Follow her on Twitter at underscore Jill Beckman. And of course, if you're listening to the show, I'm assuming you're following at Buccaneers. Well, when you're adding the Buccaneers, you're adding Jill Beckman. So please be a little bit respectful if you haven't been already. Jill, great conversation so far. Last couple of questions. What's something about being a social media coordinator for an NFL franchise you do or are responsible for that a lot of people might be a little surprised to hear that you do or are responsible for?
That's a good question. I think probably the analytics part of it might be something people don't think of right off the top of their heads. You know, I feel like some people think, oh, you're just tweeting all day. And it's really much more than that. That's actually probably the smallest part of what I do is actually, you know, posting, actual posting. And so I think a lot of people don't realize that a lot goes into it with researching our analytics, and we're actually going back and tagging every post with certain categories. And so we're able to easily go and see what's doing well and what times are they doing well and what type of content is it. Are videos performing better in the afternoon as opposed to the morning? What about photos, articles, all that kind of stuff? So I think there's always a lot that goes into it that people don't realize, but it's way more than just tweeting. I can tell you that.
Yeah, absolutely. And I can attest to having seen you work in person. I mean, it's definitely a little bit, it's not as simple as going to your local, I don't know, Pizza Hut chain and tweeting about the quality of the pepperoni. Like there's a lot of work behind it. And then final question, Jill, look, players and coaches get asked all the time about their influences and who they give credit for where they are today. But a lot of times you, the Carmen Vitalis of the world, the Scott Smiths of the world, the Stephen Lynch's of the world, don't really get to ask that or get answer that question and get to kind of give praise to those who have helped you get to where you are. You've come a long way since Penn State, and I'm sure even further than if you go further back. So who are the people that you look back to as the catalyst for your success?
Yeah, that's a good question. I think, first and foremost, my parents for always encouraging me to do what I love. And then in school, always was, you know, blessed to have the best professors and teachers. Everyone from my high school newspaper professor to my dean at the College of Communications at Penn State, and a lot of professors in between that really took me under their wing and helped me succeed. And then I feel like now I'm just so, you know, influenced by everyone in the, we have, you know, on Twitter, social media sports community. And like through that, I've been connected to people who do my job at, you know, pretty much every team, definitely every team in the NFL. I'm connected to the person who does my job. And then all across different leagues. And I feel like we all just really encourage each other and push each other to be the best that we can be. And I feel like it's such a great community that, I'm always wanting to level up when I'm seeing what all my counterparts are doing in sports. And so I feel like I've just been really blessed with a great community of people who are always encouraging me to be the best that I can.
Absolutely. And Tampa Bay Buccaneers fans have been blessed to have Jill Beckman at the helm of their team's social media development. Jill Beckman, from intern to social media coordinator to Super Bowl champion. Guys, if you're not already following Jill, do so at underscore Jill Beckman. If you love the Buccaneers, you love their social media content, Jill Beckman is the grinder behind all that content. So make sure you show her some love on social media. Jill, thank you so much for taking time off to talk to me here today on the Locked On Bucks podcast. Hope to see you soon as things begin to open up a little bit more, and definitely looking forward to next time we speak.
For sure. Thank you so much for having me on.
All right, guys, once again, thank you to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, to Jill Beckman for joining us here on the show. Get more of the sports news you need in less time with the Locked On Today podcast. Follow the Locked On Today podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get podcasts. Again, like I said earlier, James and Evan will be coming at you tomorrow, our first edition of WTSP Wednesday, as he and Evan talk Buccaneers training camp and so much more. Make sure you come back and check that out. In the meantime, follow me on Twitter at @DHarrison82. Find James at @JYarko underscore Bucks. Find the show at Locked On Bucks. Find everything that James and I are writing for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers about the Tampa Bay Buccaneers over at BucksNation.com. That's on Twitter at @BucksNation. Until we speak again, guys, if you're out and about, please be safe.